السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا. Welcome to Al-Mashriq on Radio Islam International. It is Monday morning. It is the 30th of Sha'ban. Looking forward to the Mubarak and blessed month of Ramadan, inshaAllah al-Aziz, in every single one of us. You and I and everybody around the world is either looking forward to the month of Ramadan or else have started already fasting and have enjoyed the first Taraweeh already. How fortunate are those who are in Makkah and Medina and the Mubarak lands and in Palestine and the blessed lands. How fortunate and blessed they are, and how a great ni'mah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have they received just to be there during the Mubarak and blessed month of Ramadan. Subhanallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all of their travels to the Mubarak and blessed cities, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant them full health and good strength, inshaAllah al-Aziz, in order to make a success out of their time there. That is the important thing, that whatever time they spend in the Mubarak and blessed lands, that time has to be spent correctly, that time has to be spent in the best way possible, so that they can take maximum benefit out of the immense rewards that they will be receiving while they are there. And we know that a person who travels for Umrah, travels for Hajj, they know that they are now in Makkah Mukarramah, they know they are in Medina Munawwara, they know that they have to be good, they have to do good, and they have to do their best in order to get the maximum reward. Now, for the rest of us, for you and I, who are unable to travel to Makkah and Medina for whatever reason, we're not going this year, maybe we haven't been there ever, maybe we cannot afford to be in Makkah and Medina, we cannot travel, or time does not permit, whatever the reason that we are not able to go, this Mubarak and blessed month of Ramadan has presented itself in front of us, that at least we can taste that reward, can taste that type of spirituality, can taste that type of goodness and special energy, that special reward of the month of Ramadan. We can enjoy it, inshallah al-Aziz, at home. While they are enjoying it in Makkah and Medina, we can enjoy those type of rewards at home, inshallah. And this is the beauty and the blessedness of this Mubarak and blessed month of Ramadan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us, every one of us, tawfiq to fulfill the rites of this blessed month. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us good health, strength, energy, desire, and commitment to make the most out of this Mubarak and blessed month. In Al-Mashriq today, inshallah al-Aziz, we will be with you until 12. From tomorrow, let's just speak a little bit about what's going to be coming up on Al-Mashriq during the Mubarak month of Ramadan. We will be taking a look first up at 11 o'clock. We're going to be looking at the Ramadan schedule. And in the Ramadan schedule, we have the random acts of kindness slot, or that feature that's going to be coming up at 11 o'clock just after the news. That's going to be played out for a little while. And thereafter, we will be coming on with Al-Mashriq. So Al-Mashriq time will be slightly reduced because of that feature, random acts of kindness. And thereafter, when we go on with Al-Mashriq, it's going to be not Mawlana Ibrahim Daya with me during Ramadan, but rather it's going to be Mawlana Naeem Dokrat, who joined Radio Islam, I think, at the starting of this year. Mawlana Naeem will be with me co-hosting Al-Mashriq, inshallah al-Aziz, for the month of Ramadan. So Mondays, we're going to be taking a look at the lives of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, and we'll be focusing on special qualities and special attributes and special achievements of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. And we will also be focusing on general Ramadan guidance and parenting as well. And then on Tuesdays, we will be joined on the line with Mawlana Yahya Bam. And we know with Hazrat Mawlana Yahya Bam, we get sage advice, we get beautiful advice, wisdom of experience and wisdom of our seniors. And inshallah al-Aziz, we'll be spending that time with Mawlana Yahya Bam on the program. And on Wednesdays, Mawlana Ahmad Chauhan, will be sitting in itikaf, so we will not be having him live on the program. However, we will be continuing with our lessons from the lives of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, and on Thursdays, our trusted and entertaining, also together with that wise and very interesting program that we'll be having with Brother Idris Khamisa, inshallah. So that's our lineup for the month of Ramadan. That's what we're looking forward to on Al-Mashriq this Ramadan. And the rest of the Radio Islam schedule, as you know, has been meticulously drawn out for your benefit. And indeed, we've all, and every one of the presenters on Radio Islam, together with the management, the technical team, and the sound team, the ladies team, the helpers, all the volunteers, whoever is there at Radio Islam, every single one has been really going out of their way for months in preparation of the Ramadan schedule. And as you've seen, the work that is put in is really showing its true potential and showing the true beauty and the diverse type of programs that we have prepared for the month of Ramadan, starting at 3 a.m. And this programming will continue right up until 12 a.m. That is live programming, right up until 12 a.m. And then thereafter, take a bit of the highlights of the day's programs, repeats, a few of the highlights will be played out, and then starting again at 3 a.m. Inshallah Aziz. And look at how beautiful that Ramadan timetable has been set out. I'm not going to go through the whole thing. You can access it on our website, radioislam.org.za, and the schedule has been posted on Twitter, on our social media pages as well. And you can access it there, you can take a look at it, and you can really benefit. You know, if a person has to just spend their weeks with Radio Islam during the month of Ramadan, I think that you can become extremely learned just by taking benefit from what is mentioned on Radio Islam. If it is not deep knowledge that you seek, if it is motivation, you will find that on Radio Islam. If it is new iftar treats, you will find that as well on Radio Islam. If it is some sort of health problems that you have, you will find the solution on Radio Islam. There's so many things in every aspect of our lives, inshallah, that is what we focus on. That is what we think about when we are planning the Ramadan program. And even in our programming in general, think about every aspect of the human life, and we try to cater for every aspect of our lives, inshallah Aziz. But we know that the most important thing during the month of Ramadan, this is what we want at the radio station as well, this is what our desire is, that during Ramadan we need to focus on ourselves. Yes, that is what we want. We want you to focus on yourself. Focus on what is the most important thing to you, and that is your relationship with your Creator, your relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as you focus on that relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, first take a moment to ponder and ask yourself the question, where do I stand with Allah? That is the question. It's a simple question that we need to ask ourselves. Where do I stand with Allah? What is my standing in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And then we will ask the question that, okay, if I want to know where I stand with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the first question that I would have to ask before that is that, what place does Allah ta'ala have in my life? And if I have to ask myself that question, what place does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have in my life? Then there are many different answers. There are different people, and as many people as we are, that's the many different answers that we shall get. Because with each person, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala occupies a different stage or a different place in his or her life. The objective, the idea, the ideal is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has to occupy the prime, the complete, the full, the entirety of our lives. That is the ideal. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala must take our entire time, our dedication and commitment to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, must take our entire lives in completeness, in entirety, in everything, emotionally, mentally, physically, spiritually, in time, in energy, in everything. We must be totally and completely dedicated and committed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is exactly the ideal that we are looking for. But we are human, we err, we make errors, we forget, we do not realize, we make mistakes. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has to be taking the prime position in our lives, but we become distracted, we become detracted from what we are supposed to be doing. We digress from our goals and our objectives, and so we stray, we spend our time in other things, and we do not give Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sometimes it happens, do not give Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala our full attention, our full time. And then when we have realized and understood that, then we will realize that my position with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala depends on how much time I give Allah ta'ala in my life. And so if I'm not giving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that much of time, then the reality is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also will not consider me one of his close ones and one of his special ones. And that gives me a certain degree of concern, that gives me a certain degree of worry, because now I need to make sure that I am special in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that I hold a high status in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's eyes. How am I going to do that? I will have to start giving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala more of my time. I will have to start dedicating more to Allah. And if we want to achieve that, what better season, what better period of time, what better month to do that than this Mubarak and blessed month of Ramadan? That's the truth, and that's the reality. That this Mubarak month of Ramadan gives us that excuse to give Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala more of our time, and as a result we become more special in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we realize that we have to be those dedicated and those committed servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is what we want during this Mubarak and blessed month of Ramadan. Now how do we achieve that? That's the next question. But I know what I need to do, I know what I have to do. I have to make Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the prominent person in my life, or the prominent being in my life. I have to dedicate my entirety, my health, wealth and time, my emotions, my energy, everything, I have to dedicate it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now how do I do that? That's the question. How do I do that? Now the answer has also been given to us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is not a secret. It is not like the locked secrets of the universe, or it's not like the hidden secrets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala has not kept secrets from us, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not kept things hidden from us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has exposed everything, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala... Welcome back to Al-Mashriq on Radio Islam International. We just had a bit of a bad patch there, and then also we got cut off thereafter. However, we were speaking about the fact that we want to get close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and now Allah ta'ala has not kept any secrets from us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the method of getting closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the first thing is, in this month of Ramadan, Allah ta'ala says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الصِّيَامُ كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. You want to get close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the final result is لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ, that you will achieve taqwa. Taqwa is the ever consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that is a means of getting close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, how do you achieve that? كتب عليكم الصيام fasting has been made compulsory upon you like it has been made compulsory on those before you. In the previous surah, Surah Al-Baqarah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about taqwa in general, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that do pious deeds like those before you so that you can achieve taqwa. Now, it has been mentioned by the Mufassirin that there in general Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about taqwa, and Allah ta'ala says that it is achieved generally through pious deeds. But when a person does a good deed meaning salah, fasting, zakah, hajj, recitation of Quran, dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, making dua, giving da'wah, all of that, whatever good deed a person does, the iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increases. A'mal and good deeds lead a person to increase in iman. And when a person increases in iman, then naturally the taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increases as well. That is in general. Then the Mufassirin say that the deed that brings us the most taqwa, that increases our taqwa the most, that is fasting. That when a person fasts, that really increases our taqwa a lot, because we are abstaining. Together with doing a pious deed, we are keeping ourselves away and we are putting a restraint on our ego, on ourselves, on our beings. And because we are restraining ourselves, it is a means of our taqwa growing much faster, much stronger, much better. And so the best way of attaining taqwa, the best way of coming close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is through fasting. And that is what we are going to be doing during the whole month of Ramadan. Then the other way of attaining taqwa and getting close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, second is to show good character. That in a hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that what is the most beloved, Sahaba Allahumma asked, what is the most beloved acts and deeds to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, taqwa Allah, the taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and second is good character, husnul khuluq, good character. And if we consider and if we analyze that, why is good character also similar to taqwa? In taqwa, we are abstaining from many things spiritually, physically. We are abstaining from many things. If you are fasting, then you are abstaining from eating, drinking, from relations with your wife. If you are not fasting, and in general, you are abstaining from lying, backbiting, swearing, cheating, listening to music, talking with ghair mahram, with non-mahrams, and many, many different ways of abstaining from things that are in your desires, things that you would like to do, things that you enjoy doing, but you are abstaining. Why? Because of the taqwa that you want to achieve. When you are now looking at good character also to a large degree involves and it entails abstinence. You have to abstain. A person makes you angry, you have to control your anger. You don't want to lose your temper, so you are abstaining from the bad temper. You sometimes want to use money from yourself for yourself. You abstain from using money from yourself. You use money on some relative. You sometimes want to shout at a person, swear at a person, but you abstain from shouting and swearing. Why? Because it is part of your good character, that you are not shouting and swearing at the person. You are showing them good character, you are showing them good ways. And this is a means of you're coming closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So good character to a large extent involves abstinence and is very similar to taqwa, which also involves abstinence, involves staying away from things that you desire and staying away from things that you really want. So that is why those two things are things that will bring the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they are the most beloved of things to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guidance us and Allah ta'ala grant us ability. Now, during the month of Ramadan, the primary and the most beneficial act of ibadah is recitation of Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, شَهْرُ رَمَضَانَ الَّذِي أُنزِلَ فِيهِ الْقُرْآنِ. The month of Ramadan has been attached with the Quran. It's the month in which the Quran was revealed. So we look at the month of Ramadan, every night in every masjid around the world, there is Taraweeh Salah taking place. Looking at the origin of Taraweeh Salah, Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates or mentions that Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu took the idea of Taraweeh from one of the things that Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu had mentioned. And what was it that Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu had mentioned? That we will discuss with you just after this break, inshallah Aziz, and we'll explain and we will go into why Taraweeh was started, and we'll give a beautiful explanation from that narration of Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Stay tuned to Al-Mashriq on Radio Islam International. Welcome back to Al-Mashriq on Radio Islam International. We mentioned that the narration of Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu ta'ala anhu with regards to Taraweeh, Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that I am the one who encouraged Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu to establish the Taraweeh in the month of Ramadan. And I mentioned to him that indeed above the seventh heaven there is a special place which is called Haziratul Quds, the special place of sanctity. And in there, a special group of angels reside, and they are always busy with the ibadah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in dhikr, in salah, in dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when it is, and busy with the praises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and glorifying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when it is the night of Qadr, then these angels seek permission from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to come down to the world. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants them permission. And whoever they touch that is busy performing salah, or whoever they touch who is in the street, they make dua for that person. And a special barakah and blessing from them attaches to that person. And whoever gets the barakah of the angels during that night, he is blessed his entire life. And Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu then said that we are more rightful, or we are most rightful to achieve that blessing. And then he instructed Ubay ibn Ka'ab radiallahu ta'ala anhu to lead the Taraweeh Salah, and people used to be performing individually, and Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu brought them all together to perform the Salat al-Taraweeh, and they started performing the Salat al-Taraweeh like that. And people before the time of Umar ibn al-Khattab used to go and perform Salatul Taraweeh or Qiyamul Layl individually, and they used to choose a person who has the best voice. And Umar ibn al-Khattab decided that make one person who reads correct, who reads sahih, who reads best, and let him be the Imam of Salatul Taraweeh. So during the month of Ramadan, the second best way, first we said taqwa, then we said good character, thereafter recitation of Quran. Let us spend our month of Ramadan busy with reciting Quran busy with as much as we can of going over the Quran, inshallah, Aziz. And we have learned how to recite Quran. Many of us have been to Maktab Madrasa, or been to some teacher, or some sheikh, whoever it may be. We've been trying to learn the Quran. And now, this Quran, we have to recite it over and over again. The Quran was the first book, complete book, in the Arabic language. And 14 centuries later, the language of Quran is still as alive as it was back then. And it is there to give us guidance until the end of time. Even though 14 centuries have passed, nothing has affected the language or the beauty of the Quran in any what way possible. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not go to any school. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not study from a teacher. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam didn't even learn how to read or write. He had no interest in poetry. Poetry was one of the most prized disciplines of the time. But Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not learn anything like this. At the age of 40, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him this revelation, and Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam began to recite this marvelous revelation of the Quran. And we can see that the words of the Quran are distinct from the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam's sayings are the embodiments of eloquence and comprehensive and beautiful, but they are clearly the words of a human being. The Quran, on the other hand, is a remarkable speech from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it was revealed over a period of 23 years. Many different subjects are covered in the Quran. And these 23 years of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was not spent in isolation. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not go and meditate in the cave and come out with the Quran. No, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam lived his life. He gave da'wah. He struggled continuously in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And through all of that, the Quran was revealed and compiled. And Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself was deeply moved by the Quran himself. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to stand for hours and until his feet would get stolen. And Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam's feet would get swollen, and he would really cry tears of fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, just in reciting the Quran in his salah. This is just a few things of the beauty of the Quran. But we have to recite the Quran as much as we can during the Mubarak and blessed month of Ramadan. And then making sure that during the month of Ramadan, we spend our time with zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's forgiveness, asking Allah ta'ala for Jannah, give as much charity as we can during the month of Ramadan, make sure that we are there for the Taraweeh Salah, and abstain from all things that are negative in our lives. That is very important for us, to stop swearing at people, harming or hurting people in whatever way, or stop backbiting if we have that bad habit. Stop making stories about people. All of those things we have to stop completely during the month of Ramadan. And especially with regards to backbiting, with regards to speaking ill of people, that is then a means of reducing the reward of the fasting and taking away from us all the good that we have achieved during the month of Ramadan. We're going to take a short break now, inshallah al-Aziz. It's 11:45. We'll come back just after this. Stay tuned.
Welcome back to Al-Mashriq on Radio Islam International. It's 11:40. We are speaking about preparation for Ramadan, and we are speaking about how to make our month of Ramadan spiritual. So we said, first, ask yourself the question, at what position do I hold in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? That would beg of us the question that what position does Allah ta'ala hold in my life? If I'm able to answer that, then I'll know where I stand with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Once we've answered that, then we need to know how to get closer to Allah. The first method we mentioned was taqwa, ever consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Second, we mentioned was akhlaq, good character. That was a means of getting closer and becoming a beloved of Allah. Yes, we said that we need to have taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ever consciousness. Then we have to have good character. And then also we need to start reciting Quran. Together with Quran, making sure that we give out charity in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this charity becomes a means of us coming closer to Allah. Also, we have to stop with swearing at people, shouting and fighting with people, and also stop with backbiting. Another means of us coming closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would be to remove distractions in our lives. We know the truth. What causes the most distractions in our lives? This technology that we have. If the technology is distracting us and taking away time from us, you know, just last night speaking to my kids, saying that if we spend a minimum of 2 hours a day with our mobile phones, just a minimum of 2 hours a day with our mobile phones, in a year, it is a month that we are spending with our mobile phones. A whole month. Can you imagine that? Spending that time with our mobile phones. It is unimaginable that we can give a whole month to something like that. I can't understand that. And I don't think you can either. That to give so much of time, we need to really make a difference, make a change. Giving reduced time, especially during this month of Ramadan, go on a technology diet. You know, avoid all of unnecessary social networking, avoid all things that are going to distract us and take us away from the Quran, take us away from the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the same goes if you have a television at home, if you have a habit of watching television, then cut it out completely during the month of Ramadan and make it a means of cutting it out completely from your lives. And let this diet be a means of cutting out the television completely from your lives. The point is that we need to try and give our full attention to spiritual elevation during this month. We have this 1 month that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this opportunity, and let's make the most out of this opportunity, inshallah, Aziz. And then forgive people, mend our interpersonal relationships with people. Maybe you had a fight with somebody, maybe you had some issues with someone. You know, mend that and reduce bitter feelings that you may be having, or the bickering that you may be going on about, whatever argument or fight that you may be having with people, cut it out from your life, and you'll find yourself feeling lighter, and together with that you'll find yourself, most importantly, coming closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is what we want. We want to come closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the best way we can, inshallah al-Aziz. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept this Mubarak and blessed month from us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for us to become the best Muslims and spend this blessed month of Ramadan the best we can. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen. And shukran to you for listening this morning. Shukran to my studio operator, Brother Ziyad, and to all of you, our Real Islam family. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you during this Mubarak month of Ramadan that is coming up. Allah ta'ala grant you full strength and ability and energy. Allah ta'ala accept whatever programs are going to be going out, and may Allah ta'ala make it a success. The basis of everything is our ikhlas. Really and truly our ikhlas. Doing it only and solely for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, untainted, unblemished, unpolluted. No other intention, no other objective, no other individual must have a share in that intention of ours. That we mustn't do it for anybody, not for another follower on Twitter, not for another follow on Instagram, not for another person to recognize us, not for becoming prominent, not for becoming known, not for pleasing any individual, not for impressing anybody. No, all of that is going to definitely take away from the rewards that we have, that we want out of Ramadan and out of our submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We don't want our rewards to be taken away at all. The only way to do that is to do it only and solely for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala guide us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq. It's just 5 minutes before 12. Shukran to Brother Ziyad Khan, my studio operator, and shukran to you for listening from Junaid Jassar. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.